Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Thanks for calling. It's good to know somebody cares. Yeah, she's gone, but I don't feel like talking. Might be just too much to bear to hear somebody say it's time certain. To hear somebody say she ain't worth it. Cause you don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. But you're that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I've got to lose. Drowning in these memories, fills my soul with all the little things. And I can't cope. It's like a death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I'll stop her. Don't try to tell me she ain't worth it. You don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. And that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who cares. Oh, you don't know how much I got to lose. You don't.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Senate now taking up amendments for that massive budget bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien says Republicans hold a razor-thin margin to get it passed during the vote-a-rama.
Talk about the political reality here, which is John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, already lost two Republicans on that key procedural vote over the weekend. They are not expected to flip from no to yes on final passage of this bill, which is going to come really hours from now at this point. So he can only afford to lose one more.
The Trump administration threatening to pull all federal funding for Harvard University, accusing Harvard of civil rights violations. Harvard says it strongly disagrees. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said late yesterday that trade talks with the U.S. have resumed, with Canada rescinding a digital tax on U.S. tech firms. And after 7 weeks of the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs, the jury has begun deliberations. It follows the judge's instructions earlier today. This is ABC News. If you plan on getting away this upcoming holiday weekend, you will not be alone.
The FAA expects this to be the busiest week for air travelers in 15 years, with over 300,000 flights scheduled. But many of those making an early start ending with a travel headache. The rough weather forcing Delta to experience widespread disruptions this weekend. The airline canceling hundreds of flights at its largest hub, Atlanta, because of those strong winds and hail.
ABC's Gio Benitez. The roads will also be crowded. The second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season making landfall in Mexico, and that rain reached as far north as Brownsville, Texas.
Just before making landfall Sunday evening near Tampico, Mexico, Barry weakened to a tropical depression that is now drenching the central part of the country as it moves inland. Meanwhile, on the opposite coast, tropical storm Flossie has formed in the Pacific but is moving west away from the Mexican mainland.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In a world parched for excitement, one drink will emerge. Twisted Tea, the refreshing thrill ride of flavor. Recreating its classic role as the hard iced tea that goes down smooth. Twisted Tea doesn't just taste like real iced tea, it's made with real brewed tea and a 5% kick of alcohol. Taste the adventure with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly clear with lows near 60. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with a high of 82. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 71.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Milwaukee police officer critically injured in a shooting last week has died. Ted Allen has more.
Officer Kendall Carter was shot several times in his arm and chest, causing severe internal injuries that led to him being put on life support. Carter, who died Sunday, was one of two officers shot while responding to a shots fired call on the city's northwest side Thursday night. Police say neither officer was able to return fire. 22-year-old suspect in the shooting was arrested the following day without incident.
A man accused of killing a newlywed couple at an Elkhorn bar last year found guilty. A Walworth County jury convicted 58-year-old Thomas Rout on charges including first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery. Rout was charged with shooting Emerson and Gina Weingart during an armed robbery at the Sports Page bar in February of 2024. Rout faces life in prison when he's sentenced in September. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durant and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durant. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A fire destroyed a trailer and garage in the town of Naples early Sunday morning. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a person driving by the home noticed the fire, stopped, and helped get the family out of the home on Pheasant Trail. Mondovi firefighters were able to keep the fire from spreading into the home. The fire did destroy the trailer, including a Ford Model T. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. Multiple people are recovering from injuries suffered in a large-scale fight that happened early Sunday in Arcadia. Police say a fight involving 20 to 30 people broke out just after 1 a.m. at the Memorial Park Pavilion. Reports say that one person involved was armed with a machete. That individual was later arrested. The Chippewa Valley Regional Airport has seen a 9% increase in passenger traffic so far this year. According to airport officials, the increase can be attributed to United Airlines offering two flights a day to Chicago and Sun Country Airlines offering seasonal flights to vacation destinations like Fort Myers, Florida. The airport has also seen an increase in private planes using the airport. Charges will be moving forward against a Hudson man accused of killing his wife. Police performing a welfare check at a home on Nemecagon Street back in March found the victim dead at the scene. During a preliminary hearing on Friday, it was determined that charges against 54-year-old Chad Hayworth, including first-degree intentional homicide, would move forward and he would be held over for trial. While Republicans grapple over the state budget, Democrats have been watching from the sidelines. On WYSN's Up Front, Milwaukee State Senator LaToya Johnson says that they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals. Johnson said even approval from Governor Tony Evers may not be enough for Senate Democrats who want to ensure a good deal for their constituents. With at least two Senate Republicans signaling no votes, Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of today. The Joint Finance Committee met late Friday night to improve some budget items, but much more needs to be completed before it can come to the floor for a vote. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anabas Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anabas Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anabas Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
First responders on Saturday had to come to the rescue of six people in distress on the Chippewa River. Two people on floating tubes near the Lake Street Bridge were aided by members of the Eau Claire Fire Department. Then separately, a group of four people, also on tubes, were rescued near the UW-Eau Claire footbridge. Authorities say that high water levels on the river have the ability right now to make for hazardous conditions. Over $135,000 has been raised so far for the family of a man killed in a tire explosion in Wabasha County. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department said personnel were called to Lake City after a tire being worked on exploded last week, killing Joshua Motshig Jr. The GoFundMe, created to support his wife Heather and their four children, has set a goal of $140,000. Crews began the demolition of the Zorn Arena and Brewer Hall on Friday on the UW-Eau Claire campus. The area was originally opened in 1952, and the 84,000 square foot section of campus will now be redeveloped into a green space that will include a pedestrian walkway. The demolition and construction of the green space should be completed by September. Plans to reopen St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls continues to move forward and ahead of schedule. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative agreed to purchase the facility in March and had 90 days afterward to decide if they wanted to move forward with the purchase. Co-op members say they will and have moved the timeline to open the facility again in August. The space will be a temporary location until the co-op opens a new hospital in Lake Halley. That's scheduled to be opened in 2027. The body of a Wisconsin Dells man who went missing in the Wisconsin River earlier this spring has been recovered. The Wisconsin Dells Police Department says remains belonging to 20-year-old Francisco DiFilippo were recovered in the Newport Beach area yesterday afternoon. The Chicago man was boating with his grandfather and another person when the vessel capsized back on April 3rd. The third person on the boat was able to swim to shore, but DiFilippo and his grandfather did not survive. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Power built, built on service.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
We Energies is looking for the utility company's next safe digging ambassador. A new pooch will be featured in an online campaign for the 811 safe digging hotline later this summer. We Energy customers who would like to participate should take photos of their dogs digging or in their favorite place to dig and submit them at weenergies.com by July 10th. The winner for the campaign last year was Idaline, a one-year-old German Shepherd from Hartford. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-489-6985. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-489-6985 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-489-6985 to see if you qualify. That's 800-489-6985.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly clear with lows near 60. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with a high of 82. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 71.
One of their own did the crew in. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start at American Family Field on Sunday where the brooms were out. Whoops.
This is 0-1. And this ball is well hit to left field. It is gone.
How about that? Orlando Arcia has tied it up.
two outs in the ninth inning against his former club.
Rockies television with the call on extras, where Colorado completed their rally, winning in 11-4-3. The Brewers are off today. They'll be at New York to play the Mets for three starting tomorrow. College football, four-star running back Amari Latimer from Tyrone, Georgia, announced on Instagram Saturday that he's coming to play at Wisconsin. Latimer was Wisconsin's top recruit for the 2026 class, regardless of position. Bucks News forward Bobby Portis announces that he's come to terms on a three-year, $44 million extension. Not returning, though, Kevin Porter Jr. He's declining his option. He's an unrestricted free agent. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A popular win for the sport's most popular driver in Atlanta. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. 3 nights, 3 races, 1 shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Chase Elliott took the lead for the final time on the final lap from Brad Keselowski to win Saturday night's Quaker State 400 at the Echo Park Speedway in Atlanta. The win for Elliott was his first of the season, and it came in front of his home state crowd, receiving quite the post-race ovation.
I've never, like, you know, been on stage and been a singer or anything like that, but I would have to imagine, you know, it would have to feel something like that. You know, it was just such an incredible experience, and it just kind of goes to show how great our fans have been to me and to us.
See the full results at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
When the kids say they're bored this summer, catch some tadpoles. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Watching them turn into frogs is fun and educational for both young and old as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Kids were little, we enjoyed catching tadpoles from a nearby lake. We scooped up wiggly dots near the shore and put them in an old fish aquarium. It was so much fun to watch them develop into frogs. Steve Johnson is an associate professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida. He says the container you keep tadpoles in can be anything from a plastic shoebox to a child's wading pool. The most important key for tadpole survival is fresh, clean water.
When they're done feeding, if they hadn't eaten all their food and the water starts to look cloudy in the slightest bit, then I would do a complete or at least a good percentage partial water change. You could dip water out of a local pond or lake, or if you just want to use tap water, you could have a couple different containers or buckets. Even if it comes from a well, you might want to do this. Just pour it ahead of time and let it sit for a couple of days, particularly if it's coming out of a tap.
Feed your tadpoles once a day with algae wafers and flake fish food from a pet store. Container life is stressful on tadpoles, so Johnson also recommends adding cover, such as leaves, for them to hide under. As they grow, you'll notice little buds that will become the rear legs. Add a rock or something to the bottom of the container so they can come up out of the water. Once the front legs develop, the tadpoles will stop eating.
The whole body is going under a complete metamorphosis from an aquatic herbivore to a terrestrial carnivore. Their mouth is undergoing extreme morphological changes and they can't feed. Their metamorphosis will be powered by muscles that they break down in their tail.
The length of time from egg to adult depends on the species. Spadefoot toads grow up in 14 days, but the bullfrog can take 2 years to fully develop. Learn more about raising tadpoles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
No surprises in the June 30th USDA reports. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, the quarterly grain stocks and planted acreage estimates are here from USDA. Doesn't look like there's many surprises. Let's start on the acreage side. Corn acres coming in slightly below the March number. Soybeans as well down a little. Wheat a little higher, though. Anything surprise you at all with the planted acreage estimates out from USDA?
Not really. This is one of the tamer June 30th reports that I've seen in quite some time. With both acreage and stocks coming in pretty close to estimates overall. When you look at the acreage numbers, like you said, the corn acres number in particular came in below what a lot of people had expected. And it's interesting that the corn market fell on the numbers release, although I think some of that may have been affected by other things going on in the market as well. because I think the whisper number was probably even higher than the trade guess. The trade was looking for a modest increase in the corn acreage, and I think the trade was looking for something maybe even higher than that as a whisper number. But coming in a little bit below both the March 31 and what the trade thought. So this should end some of the questions about the rapid planting pace, increasing acreage. And then when you look at soybean acres dropping as well. So overall, we lost some ground. Some of that would be pre-plant, probably in the southern Midwest that we lost. But I think that one of the things not accounted for would be loss in double crop soybean acres due to the late wheat harvest. And I'm not sure that would have fully been accounted for in a June 1 survey. So we're at risk of seeing soybean acreage drop a little bit more in the August report. That means we're a little bit more vulnerable than what we already were if we have a weather scare. The question is if we will there, and by the time we find out in August with updated acreage numbers, by then we'll know a lot about whether China is going to be buying any soybeans from us and, you know, how those two will work together or against each other in market response.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Here the rest of our conversation and the recap of the USDA reports at AmericanAgNetwork.com. Grain stocks numbers as of June 1st all came in slightly above pre-report expectations for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Market reaction, corn and soybeans trading a penny or so below unchanged. The wheat market is down a couple of cents here as well. Crude oil down 50 cents a barrel, 65.02. This is the American Ag Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Democrats in the Senate continue to oppose changes to the SNAP program in the Big Beautiful Bill. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Senate Democrats continue to battle against the One Big Beautiful Bill's cut to federal SNAP support. The bill's provisions would increase states' responsibility for SNAP costs, modify work requirements for recipients, and could lead to substantial benefit cuts for millions of Americans. Senate Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says Americans would feel the pinch at the grocery store.
This deeply unpopular bill is expected to gut SNAP benefits, endangering our most vulnerable and resulting in detrimental effects to our economy. Now, extreme Republicans in Congress have proposed the deepest cuts to SNAP in history, slashing the program by roughly $200 billion, or 20%. While the Senate parliamentarian has said this aspect of this proposed rule would violate the Byrd rule, that has not deterred Republican leadership from continuing to search for workarounds and apparently have found one.
She says more than half of the American public doesn't like what's in the bill.
We're here for one simple reason, and that is that this bill will raise grocery costs for so many families, take food away from millions of families, fund tax breaks for the wealthy, all for that purpose. This week, Republicans are trying to rush through the bill before their self-imposed deadline. And one of the things we have learned that while about 40% of Americans don't know everything that's in the bill, everything they learn, they don't like the bill.
Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas said she strongly objects to what's in the bill.
According to the latest Fox News poll, 60% are opposed to this bill, and 2-1, Americans think it will hurt their families. So there is no avoiding the facts, and they have figured it out. The Congressional Budget Office has confirmed that this big, beautiful betrayal of a bill would take food assistance away from 4 million Americans, including 1 million seniors, 800,000 parents with school-aged children, and 1.4 million people who live where it's hard to find a job.
The Senate parliamentarian had ruled that the initial changes in the bill to the SNAP program did not follow Senate rules. The GOP is making changes so it can be included in the bill. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is providing approximately $12 million for states and tribal governments, research institutions, and universities to control and prevent chronic wasting disease in wild and farmed deer and elk. Funding to states for farmed activities will be based on the state's CWD status and the number of herds participating in the CWD herd certification program. Concerns about the Make America Healthy Again report led 250-plus agriculture groups to ask the Trump administration to correct the direction of its MAHA goals in a letter dated June 13th. The letter was addressed to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. Groups signing the letter included American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. In the letter, the groups criticized the MAHA Commission's lack of transparency in creating the report, adding it also did not allow any opportunity for public engagement. In an article published by Notice, a digital news outlet, reporters noted that MAHA reports contained a number of citation errors and false claims that could have been avoided with better industry input ahead of the commission's report release. A MAHA follow-up report is due for release by August 12th. Cochia, a highly competitive weed well adapted to the Great Plains and western regions of the U.S. and Canada, has now made its way to Missouri. Wayne Flannery, University of Missouri Extension Field Specialist in Agronomy, discovered large scattered cochia plants in soybean fields in Atchison County, Missouri, which borders Iowa to the north and Nebraska to the west. He notes that flooding along the Missouri River and its tributaries likely carried the weed into agricultural fields. Though the weed species is not new to Missouri, this may be the first report of a cochia showing up in cropland in the state. The weed grows rapidly and aggressively, outcompetes crops for water, nutrients, and sunlight. It's also drought-tolerant, producing up to 30,000 seeds per plant.
These seeds have the potential to germinate quickly within 2 to 3 hours under the right conditions. Just ahead of USDA's new estimates, the Clouis Commodity Advisors revealed American farmers planted over 1 million more corn acres for the 25-26 crop year than USDA previously forecast. Soybean and wheat acres were pegged lower. According to the survey results, the acreage for corn and beans combined is 179.3 million acres versus 178.8 million in USDA's March 2025 prospective planting reports. U.S. ranchers are expanding their herds from a seven-decade low, paving the way for a long-awaited recovery in beef supplies, according to the head of JBS. The economic incentives are there. The weather is helping, he said. That's much-needed news for both meat packers and consumers. The fear shortage in the world's largest producer has sent cattle costs surging, wiping out billions in profits for companies such as JBS, Cargill, and Tyson, while driving record beef prices at the grocery store. The move is backed up by a recent reduction in the number of female cows being sent to processing, which indicates more of them are being held for procreation. Still, it will take years for cattle supplies to recover, with no meaningful increase expected before 2027. Trade negotiations between the U.S. and India have reached a major impasse, casting doubt on prospects for a bilateral agreement ahead of President Trump's July 9th deadline. Reuters is reporting that Indian officials say that both sides remain divided over import duties on auto components, steel, and agricultural products. India is pressing for a rollback of the proposed 26% U.S. reciprocal tariff and seeking relief from existing U.S. duties on Indian steel and auto parts. U.S. negotiators have rejected the requests and are demanding deeper tariff cuts by India on U.S. farm goods, including soybean and corn, as well as on automobiles and alcoholic beverages, and are seeking eased non-tariff barriers. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
We'll have chances of showers and storms at times throughout the week here in our ag weather forecast. Now, the warmest day this week looks to be on the 4th of July, when we could see another round of heavy rain along with a frontal passage. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 54 to 59%, west winds at 7 to 12, 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible, and 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming mostly clear, a slight chance of a shower or storm, lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, west winds at 5 to 10, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, northwest winds at 5 to 10, 14 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Friday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove.
And baby, are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating.
Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling into bed after slipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying. Saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe. Yeah. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying. Saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. Can't sleep without you. As the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying. Saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mm-hmm.
89 cents in the ashtray. Half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash. Dog tags hanging from the rear view. Old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, yeah, sometimes I drive your truck. Same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey, man, I'm trying to be a tough face. Hey, man, I'm trying to be a tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave. But that flag and stone ain't where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find the field, I tear it. Drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
About a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. She's crazy about her Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about her Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Trying to
I'm Michelle Franzen. Officials in Idaho identified